did you know that there were 500 people at least that were told by Jesus to wait until the promised Holy Spirit came? But as we read it in Acts, there were 120 people there, which means that 380 people thought there was something else better to do than to wait on God. That also means that the majority didn't want to wait. But I just wonder if in this room tonight, there's a remnant of people who know that they need Him more than anything else, that have a singular focus, that if it takes me the rest of my life, I'm going to see a move of God in my generation. And I'm not going to become tired of waiting. Can we lift up our hands and just wait for just a moment?
I don't mind waiting.
want you to know tonight that desperation has a sound. Desperation has a sound. It's not just a song, but it's a sound. Let me prove it to you. There was a man named Bartimaeus, and he was blind. When he heard that Jesus was passing by, so he lifted up his voice and he said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." But the people around him, the Bible says, told him to be quiet. But the closer Jesus came to him, the louder he became. He said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Because desperation has a sound. Desperation has a sound. Desperation has a sound. If you're desperate in this room, I dare you to lift up a sound. That's why we declare, the closer he comes, sounds like desperation in this room.